The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
One of the songs you might hear the Bikinis singing on stage at the Riverbank Theater in Marine City starting tonight and continuing for the next several weekends. A fun new show. The choreographer and director on the line with us right now, Katie Blake. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. What a fun show this sounds like. Tell us who the Bikinis are.
Well, the Bikinis are a girl group from the Jersey Shore. They were a one-hit wonder on the Jersey Shore back in the 1960s, and they have reunited on the eve of 1999, New Year's Eve 1999, to go into a new millennium to try to raise money and help out this RV camp that they went to every summer on the Jersey Shore that's getting ready to be converted into condos. So they're trying to raise money for the residents to try to save their favorite summer home.
Sounds like a fun show. Getting the band back together, right?
Exactly. That's exactly the point. So yes, it's four women, and they were friends back then, and they're friends now. And it's just it really, there's a lovely little storyline written around it. Fantastic music, as you were saying. I was shooping along to Does He Love Me? So it's just four women that have stayed friends through thick and thin and are basically reliving their youth.
and this is a production created by Ray Roderick and James Hinman, who's done some work with the folks in Marine City before, right?
Yes. James has, I call him the resident Michigan playwright. There's several of his shows that have been done, not just at Riverbank, but at other theaters in the area. So he's from here originally. And he and Ray wrote this show a number of years ago. And I've been lucky enough to be a part of it five different times, twice as an actor and three times as a director. So it's so much fun. I love this show, and I learn something new about it every time I'm either directing it or in it.
It's got to be fun to put four actresses together and really form a band. I mean, they're performing, as you know, it's fiction. They're on stage together though, and then they really do become a real girl group, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, most of the women here, especially the four women, it's Jenny Giles Voss, Anita Newby, Diana Spencer-Turner, and Karen Musling. And I didn't know any of them. We had auditioned them in these crazy times. We auditioned them on via Zoom and via YouTube videos. And so that's what I saw of them. But I really liked all of their energies and what they bring to the different parts. And the four of them over the past couple of weeks that we've been rehearsing have really formed this connection. And I think the audiences will see that they definitely have that sense of, they're all such talented performers and actors that they have that sense of bonding that, you know, it looks like they've known each other for as long as the Bikinis have known each other. That's why you hire good actresses.
There you go. Well, I mean, this
is with wonderful people.
A fun story, but lots of great music too. A lot of recognizable tunes. People are really going to be tapping their toes and singing all the way home, I think.
They will. There's like Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, Under the Boardwalk, Boots Are Made for Walking. Then we get into a disco section with It's Raining Men and Last Dance. There's, you know, some of the what they call the hippie sections, the Dedicated to the One I Love, Time of the Season. Lots of great music. Absolutely fantastic. Audiences, when I've done this in times past, and I'm sure Riverbank production will be no exception, audiences absolutely come away just singing and smiling, and it's a great, you know, 90-minute escape from the world back to a time that, you know, was joyful for these four women, and they include the audience in that joy.
Sounds like a lot of fun. It opens tonight. You ready for opening night?
It does. I think so. Thank you. Oh man, this group is so prepared. This theater is it's my first time working here, and I absolutely love this group of people. They are just on it. They're talented. They're dedicated, and I'm just very, very excited to present what we've come up with. to audiences. So, yeah, we run through, we open tonight, we run through May 22nd, and, you know, I got to get the plug in. You can get tickets at riverbanktheater.com. So it's going to be a fantastic time. You will not be able to stop smiling after you walk out of the theater.
And it'll get us all ready for summertime, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Stand in the surf.
Yeah, it sounds good.
The riverside.
Katie, thank you for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much. The Bikinis at the Riverbank Theater opening tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Bye-bye.